Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, glowing brightly, spreading my light over the entire room, and I can see your brothers and sisters sitting there in the corner pretending they're not here. And your mommy and daddy are sitting there together, and daddy's smoking his pipe and just enjoying himself so thoroughly, and mama's having her cocktail and just enjoying everything. And little Daniela is in his bed waiting for Mr. Candle's story. Well, Daniela, I travel all over the world, and I meet boys and girls all over the world, and I see all of the interesting things they do. And you know, Daniela, I met this little boy, about your same age. He was about 8 years old, and he told me he had such a problem. And I asked him, I said, well, Frederico, how come you got a problem? And Fred says, well, none of the girls like me. And I said, well, Fred, why do you think the girls don't like you? And Fred says, well, I don't know. I'm a nice guy. I'm a handsome guy, you know. Mommy always tells me that I'm really a handsome boy. I'm a handsome Italian boy, and I really am fantastic, but none of the girls like me. Well, when you see the girls, Fred, what do you do? Well, when I see the girls, I go up to them and say, hi, here I am. And they say, for what? You know, and well, let's play. And they say, for what? Why should we play with you, big stuck-up kid who thinks you're the cat's meow and the best thing on the pike? What's for you? Those are old terms, you know, aren't around anymore. But Daniela was listening to this, and he said, yeah. And what'd he say? What did they say to him? You know, and so Fred was having such a difficult time. So Fred went to his minister, and he says, minister, I'm having trouble having girls like me. What do I do wrong? And the minister said, I have the vaguest idea. I got the same problem. And so Fred went to see his teacher at school. Very pretty teacher. And it was this the teacher in kindergarten. And he was really a smart kid. And the teacher says, Fred, I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem. Men just want to continually come and take me out on dates and take me out to dinner and to the movies and just always have a good time together. And Fred says, but the girls won't even look at me. Well, think about what you're doing and how you're doing it. But won't you tell me? Well, I'm on the other side and I really don't know. Okay, so he went to his father. And he says, Dad, what am I going to do? And his father says, son, you're a little young to be worried about that. He says, Dad, that's not what you think it is. You think sex, 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 sex. And Dad, I'm 7 years old. I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm thinking about girlfriends, and I'm thinking about boyfriends. Boyfriends, I got just fine because I rule the roost. I'm the old toughie. And they all bow down to me and do what I tell them to do, or else I knock their block off them. And you do that, son? Oh, that's a little rough. I don't think I ever taught you to do that. And, well, Dad, how do you have so many lady friends who like you? You know, well, son, I don't really have lady friends who like me. I have your mother, who I love very much and who loves me. And, oh, yes, we do have a lot of friends who are ladies and men. And the ladies do enjoy talking to me. They do enjoy sitting with me. They do enjoy listening to me. But, Dad, why do they like you? Do you use the right perfume, the right cologne stuff, you know? Your bathroom, you got lots of bottles of that stuff around that says men's heavy musk, you know. And I put it on, and the girls run away from me. They don't even want to smell me when I do that. What am I going to do, Dad? Well, son, let's look at it really carefully. Son, who is the most nice kid in the world? I am. Well, why do you say that? Because I am. Well, why do you think you can say that you're the nicest kid in the world? Because, well, because I make everybody do what I want them to do. Well, is that what the nicest kid in the world does? Now, are there any other kids that you know in your school who you like very much? Are there any other boys that you think are nice boys? Two of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what do those two boys do? Well, they're very gentle. They're very definite. They are very kind. And, okay, now, what do those boys do when they talk to the girls? Oh, they're very gentlemanly. And I think it stinks. But they're very gentlemanly. But what do you mean, son, very gentlemanly? Well, they pull out the chair for them, let them sit down, and they respect them. They say, would you like my chair, my place? And they get up and offer them their place. They said, let me go get your books for you, or let me carry your books home from school, or let me do these things. I mean, and they're all just 7 years old. And they don't really have much books in kindergarten, you know, in first grade. So, but the girls just love these guys. These two guys, they're both like that. And the girls just come up to them and want to be with them and want to walk with them and say, that's my boyfriend, that's my friend. And they don't even call them their girlfriend. They just say they're nice girls and the boys are so nice. Well, what did you tell me that the boys were, son? Well, Dad, I said they're gentlemen. Well, now, do you think a girl likes a boy who is a gentleman? Definitely. Do you think a girl likes a boy who is caring and gentle and sensitive? Do you think a girl likes a boy who carries her books for her and does not call her his girlfriend? Do you think that the girls like the boys who are very considerate and very lovingly? And Freddie says, I don't know. That's not the way I am. Well, do you want the girls to like you? Well, not, yeah. Well, are you willing to work at being a gentleman? But Dad, that's sissy stuff. Yeah, that's right. That's sissy stuff. But are you willing to work at being a gentleman? Being a gentleman also means that you are a man who is strong to stand behind your beliefs and you don't let anybody else make you feel ashamed or little or sissy just because you're doing nice things. Do you help your mother? Yes. Do you help your sisters? When I have to. Do you do things that around the house here? Yeah. Do you wash the dishes? Sure, I don't tell anybody about that. Okay, well now, Fred, you try this. Here is the definition. Well, in fact, you should look it up in the dictionary. Look up the dictionary and see what the definition of the word gentleman is. A gentleman is someone who cares as much for somebody else as he does for himself. Is that the definition in the dictionary? No, but that's my definition. A gentleman is someone who cares as much for somebody else as he does for himself. Do you mean the girls would like me if I care as much for them as I do for myself? It'd be worth a try, wouldn't it? Well, Freddie went out, and he just was ready to try this new information total. And he walked down the street in front of his house there, and all the girls were playing there, and each was in their little clutch and doing their things. And he said, oh, Mariella, you dropped your handkerchief. May I get it for you? Here it is. And then he walks away. And then he walks on down, and he sees that Tom was bumping into Jane, and Jane dropped all of her books on the street, and then Tom ran off to play. And Freddie says, Jane, I'll help you. May I please? Well, thank you, Freddie. Thank you. Totally unexpected, you know. And he went down the street five or six times, finding all these different experiences where he could help, and not get any credit. Just do it. And the girls were all saying, did you see what Freddie did? Did you see what a nice boy Freddie is? Did you realize what a wonderful boy Freddie is? Freddie is such a wonderful boy. And Freddie was sitting on the porch with his dad, and he was saying, you know, Dad, I did what you said, and I didn't feel sissy about it. I didn't feel, you know, like a girl. You know, I felt like a real man doing those things. Well, son, I'm proud of you. And that moment, the neighbor lady came up, and she says, do you know what your son Freddie did? In a sort of an angry tone. And Freddie's dad says, no, what did he do? Well, he came over to my house, and he did all of the work that the girls were supposed to do, and then he went away. And the girls didn't do the work that they were supposed to do. He did it for them. And Freddie's dad says, well, is that so bad? Well, yes, they're not going to learn how to do things if Freddie comes over and does it for them all the time. Well, does Freddie come over and do it for them all the time? Well, it's the first time, but I can see the beginning, because the girls really think he's wonderful. They really think he's great. They really think he's a super boy. And she turned around and stamped and walked out of the house and said, I don't know if I can ever teach them anything if Freddie's going to do it for them all the time, you know. And Freddie's dad looked down at him and said, son, you're doing fine. I'm proud of you. Uh-oh, look at there. There comes Ingeborg Sandman. Ingeborg has taken up to be Sandman's helper. And she's got a bag of phosphorescent pixie dust, and she's popping it over everybody. Ingeborg, not so fast. I haven't finished my story yet. Let me get these kids in bed. Ingeborg says, but I've got so many people to see. You know, Mr. Sandman has asked me to help him, and I'm doing my best. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You got the whole night. Okay. So, boys and girls, I'll see you another time. Now, you cuddle in bed there and let your mommy and daddy hug and snuggle you, and you tell them how much you love them and tell them how wonderful they are. And when you do that, be a gentleman about it. Be a lady. And say, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. And under your breath, you're saying, thanks, Mommy. Thanks, Daddy. You know, and that's okay, too. But just remember, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.